internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
It's time once again for the Stephen Fry Show! And as usual, it's not working right. Okay, it should be better now. Turn my headphones up so I can hear you. Hear me, so I can hear me. It is the Stephen Roy Podcast. The Stephen Roy Podcast for August 7th. No, it's September. My gosh. It's September 7th, 2024. Yes, the year of our Lord, 2004. Let's start off with the Rumble, shall we? Shall we? And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. In a sack-a-rooney. Does that sound good? Yeah. All right, let's do it. Take a little drink of water first. Isn't this great podcast? Yeah, great radio. I don't know if you know this, but silence sometimes gets the listener attention in radio more than anything else. It's true. The people are like, what? What's going on? Why is it quiet? Here we go. I'm going to get set up properly and get all the adjustments done before we start. You ready? Let's do it. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble. Let me take my headphones off again. This is the Rumble for September 7th, 2024. Yeah, you know, we should play some stuff to commemorate September 11th. Can you believe it's been 23 years since September 11th, 2001? My gosh, 23 years later. Yeah, I know, I've aged. If I look like I'm sweaty and stuff, well, it's because I just blew off the deck. You know, I had all these plans of doing the Rumble and then D blowing off the deck. No, I'm not going to blow off the deck. No, you're going to blow off the deck, or F you. And I quote. So I blew off the deck. I'm all sweaty. And, you know, I had this great plan. I was gonna go take a shower. I was going to, you know, put on my Trump shirt, not this yucky, like, jammy shirt. And then I was going to go do the show, right? That's the Stephen Roy Rumble, the Stephen Roy Podcast. And then that was all flushed down the toilet when I had to blow the deck. So I was going to do like a almost rant-free Rumble, but guess what? Now we're ranting, baby. We're going to do it. We're going to rant. So if I said that I'm getting ready to Rumble, is that a violation of that dude that wants $10,000 just because you said you want to Rumble? I don't think that counts when you're talking about the Rumble video website. No, I don't think so. I don't think you get $10,000 just because I'm going to go do a Rumble. No, you are not. So let's go to my tweeter, at Stephen Roy Radio, so we can rant. So let's see. Click on this, replies, and there'll be plenty, I'm sure, to talk about. So last week I talked about Friday Night Lights and what an amazing thing that is here in West Texas. And then I didn't rant a lot. I talked a lot about football. Well, I think we're going to have to rant more tonight since we're only 2 minutes into the Rumble. And then, of course, continue the podcast. Elon Musk said some great things. I assume it was Elon. Now it's Mario quoting Elon, so it may not be Elon. But let's see. This is a typed version of what Elon said. I haven't listened to the video, so I'm going to assume this is correct. The federal budget deficit is insane. Now keep in mind this, before I read this. We have not had a federal budget, an actual budget, in the United States government since George W. Bush was in office. You remember when he left office? Do you remember? Yeah. Barack Hussein Obama Jr. took over what? 2008. So Bush, W. Bush, the man who's now a traitor and going against the United States of America and condemning Trump because he wants the New World Order government to F every single American in the United States of America. That's what W wants. It's no different than Mittens. It's no different than Lizard Cheney. It's no different than Crying Kizzy. It's no different than any of these rhino Fs like George Conway that want to F the United States of America. Why? Because they want to stay in power. That's why. Because they want to stay in power and they want that cash cow to keep laundering money in Ukrainistan. They want to keep running trillions of dollars in deficits. You know what happens when you spend money you don't have? What happens when you max your credit cards? Do you think you never have to pay it back? Oh no, it's going to have to pay back. Well, I can declare bankruptcy and I don't have to pay it back. Well, guess what? The credit card companies eat it, right? Well, they could just write it off. Really? Somebody's losing money and somebody's paying money. So who loses money when the federal government decides to just print a few trillion dollars that are worthless, that mean nothing, they have no value at all? Who loses money? Let me tell you who loses money. When they print trillions of dollars, you lose money. You lose money, I lose money, we all lose money. Well, how can that be, David? Let me tell you how. The dollar is almost worthless now. When I was a kid, I used to go to the frickin' liquor store, convenience stores. We call them liquor stores on the left coast. They call them convenience stores. I used to go there and I'd spend like $2 and come home with a sack full of candy that would last me days. Now you can't even buy a candy bar for $2. So the dollar bill is worthless compared to what it was when I was a kid. That's called inflation. It deflates the value of the dollar bill when you just print trillions of dollars. That's another reason. Well, there's lots of reasons. Energy costs is the main reason for inflation today. When everybody has to pay more money to produce products, when everybody has to pay more money, a big time more money, to transport products, what do you think the companies are just supposed to eat that? Yeah, cackling Kabbala, Humpin' Harris, who's screwing every American with her Kamala economics, Kamalanomics, bankruptcy bend over bloodbath, is killing Americans because you can't afford to put food on the table. Look, Dee and I just went to the grocery store today. It's twice what it used to be. Our grocery bill has doubled. Gas today is double what it was when I got here in 2017. When I arrived in West Texas, gas was $1.75 a gallon. You're lucky if you get $3 gas in West Texas now. If I leave this city that I live in, guaranteed it's going to be way over $3. That's doubled the cost that it was. So, if I run Stevens Grocery Store and my energy costs double, am I supposed to just eat it? No, because a grocery store has like a 2% profit, right? They're lucky if they make 2%. By the time they pay all their employees and pay for the goods and transport the goods all over creation, it costs money. So west of here and east of here, it's rural, very rural West Texas. Costs money to truck those groceries all the way to those stores. And the place where we go get groceries, yeah, it's the same chain all over West Texas. So the federal budget deficit is insane. It's like $3 trillion every year. $3 trillion is spent more than is brought in. Federal expenditures are $7 trillion a year. Federal revenue is $4 trillion a year. That's a $3 trillion difference. If this was a company, it would be a $3 trillion loss every year. What company do you know that can eat $3 trillion every year? No company ever. So I don't know if we should be adding to that loss. That seems pretty crazy. Something's got to give. You can't just spend $3 trillion more than you earn every year and don't expect something bad to happen. I think this is not good. The deficit is more than $3 trillion when you look at the future obligations. So it's $7 trillion of current expenditures, but it's much more than that. If you look at future obligations, for example, Social Security, Medicare, and more. And guess what? I'm just a working Joe. I'm just an average working Joe, middle class, working American. I have to pay my effing taxes. I have to pay for criminal illegal aliens that are raping and murdering women and children. Then they don't get deported. Some dude just ran over somebody in a semi and killed him. That dude had been deported 16 times. 16 times. Driving a semi, an 18-wheeler without a license, murdered somebody. Every time I hear of a woman or a child raped and murdered, it is blood on the hands of cackling Kamala. Yeah, Kamala is screwing every American. She is humping Harris. And Tampon Timmy is sashaying right alongside of her. Do you think he gives a rat's ass about any Americans? No, he does not. So, we're running this incredible deficit. Something's got to give. This just can't keep going. Yeah, you are correct, Elon. You are correct. And what did I say? I said, when you print money that's worthless, the dollar loses value with every dollar printed. There is no gold standard. Nothing backs up the value of the dollar. Our grocery and gas bill has doubled. Doubled. The Kamala economics bankruptcy bend over bloodbath is deliberately destroying our nation, intentionally starving families. But criminal illegal aliens get everything for free. Everything. I don't know why I'm coughing so much. Demented one. Whisper. So freaking creepy. So, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas has banned the use of the term illegal immigrant. Mayorkas demands the term illegal immigrant be removed from language when referencing illegal aliens. What's your reaction? Secretary Curly Joe has promoted the welded wide open gates to allow in the maximum amount of criminal illegal aliens possible. Imagine, if you will, deliberately allowing the Kamala invasion bloodbath. Only a sadist would invite the rape and murder of children, the poisoning of hundreds of thousands of Americans by fentanyl alone every year. Did you know that fentanyl has replaced heroin in big cities? That's right. In leftist-ran failure big cities, run by leftist policies, a failure. That is a failure. Fentanyl has replaced heroin. Have you seen all the videos that are on the X of zombies? Just walking like barely alive. Walking around in Skankyattle, walking around in San Francisco, walking around in Los Angeles, walking around not just Skankafornia, not just New Yorkistan, all over this nation, in every big city. In Las Vegas, they're walking around and dying. I think his name is Jason Jones from Newsmax, was in Las Vegas. And he went down into the tunnels that are underneath the city where rainwater escapes the city, drowning people every time it rains because they get flash floods in Las Vegas. So he interviews this dude that lives in the tunnel, and the guy says, I've lost like 19 of my friends in the last 24 months, every single one of them from fentanyl. Fentanyl is replacing heroin in big cities all over this nation. And enough fentanyl comes through the welded wide open gates of the Kamala invasion bloodbath to kill every single American 1,000 times over. That's how much fentanyl comes in this country. It's everywhere. It's here in West Texas. I know it's here in West Texas because I sat on a grand jury for 2 months, and guess what? There were lots of fentanyl cases. Lots. I'm not going to tell you any more than that, or I'd have to kill you. So AKA asks, describe this woman in one word. Describe this woman in one word. I said, skank. E. Skank Carol lied for a big payday. That's all she cares about. Think President Trump would have anything to do with that skank? No, he would not. She probably threw herself at him. You ever heard of stuff like this happen? Because it happens. When you're rich, women throw themselves at you. You think Elon Musk doesn't have women throwing themselves at him? If you're rich, women throw themselves at you because they want your money. So what do you bet E. Skank Carol threw herself at President Trump and he said, whoa, lady, I'm not interested. Sorry. No, that's a big, fantastic no. I can't be President Trump. I don't do, you know me, I don't do impressions. So what do you bet? That's what happened. Now I lost my place. Flailing around with the phone. So let's scroll back down to E. Skank Carol. He probably turned her down, and hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. I'm scrolling down through lots of the memes because it's not gonna make any sense if I explain them to you. Sassafras asks, age yourself with a movie you saw at the cinema when you were a kid. She said, Dragon. The Bruce Lee story. I don't know when that came out. I said Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I have very fond memories of that. We went to the Hastings Theater in Pasadena, which probably isn't even there anymore. Huge theater. Huge. Huge. You should have seen that screen. It was huge. I bet you the screen was 100 yards wide. It was huge. The theater was so packed that Dad and I had to sit in the front row. So we were like, That was the third Close Encounters of the Third Kind thing. I saw this Cybertruck today at the grocery store. Let's see if I can make it bigger so you can see it. Look at this Tesla Cybertruck. Now that's the Texas flag that it's painted with, and then this right here is a picture of President Trump. This right here on the back, picture of President Trump. And this white thing you see on the wheel, that's a wolf. It's pretty cool. So it's a Lone Star truck, and this is the Texas state flag back here on the back, which is pretty cool. So they took this Cybertruck and they painted it with the Texas state flag. So that was pretty cool. It's a Texas Trump Cybertruck with the Texas state flag. So Mila asks, if someone tells you you're weird, what is your response? I said, why, thank you. So tell me, who decides who's normal? Now, I know I'm a weirdo, and I'm proud of it. And I don't care if anybody likes it or not. But who decides who's normal and who's the weirdo? That's what I'd like to know. More memes. That was funny. I wonder if I got any response for that. It's from an account that no longer exists. Okay. Guess I can't comment on that then. So C Reason asks, can anyone tell me how Humpin' Harris got a law degree and license to practice law when she can't even remember situations and issues she's responsible for? As Vice President of the United States, supposedly she's involved with everything, right? She claims she was there when the Demented One decided to just run away from Afghanistan and leave the Talibanistan to destroy American lives. Yes, 12 Marines, I think it was 11 Marines, a soldier and a Navy corpsman lost their lives, and he doesn't give an F. Because when those soldiers were unloaded at Andrews Air Force Base, right? Wasn't that where it was? Andrews? At the Andrews Joint Air Force Base? When those Americans were unloaded, Bribin checked his watch. Remember? Huh. What time are we getting out of here? That zombie doesn't give an F about any Americans. All he cares about is his beach in Delaware. Let's be honest. So in this video, Kabbalah is talking to some world leader. I think it's in the Philippines or somewhere. Kabbalah is talking to this Filipino president, probably. She's using a cheat sheet during her meetings and interviews. This is like what lazies do to cheat on tests. And she's not even subtle about the fact that she's doing it. So I don't know if you've heard, but this lighthouse demanded that she have notes with her debate with President Trump. Well, guess what? That ain't happening. There are no notes. She didn't want the mics muted because she wanted to be able to play on social media that President Trump interrupted her during the debate. That somehow he's this mean dude. This mean dude. Look, the choice is clear. The debate is Tuesday night on the 10th. The choice is clear for the direction of this nation. I think President Trump will win his third election, and this will be his second administration after the fraud election in 2020. Now, I'm counting on the fact there's going to be massive fraud election this November that's going to make 2020 look like child's play. Like child's play. I'm counting on the fact that they're going to steal the election again. I'm counting on it. I mean, I don't have any delusions of grandeur that they're not going to create enough ballots to win in the swing states and steal the election again. So let me tell you what's going to happen. If they don't steal the election and President Trump wins, which I'm sure he will, there will be prosperity in this nation, in the United States, and the whole Western world like you have never seen before. The economy was doing very, very well, better than ever. Unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, for Asians, for women, unemployment lower than ever before because of common sense policies of President Trump.
Oh, but David, he's had out some mean tweets.
Who gives a rat's ass? I don't care if he sent out some mean tweets, if it means prosperity for this country. If that's what it takes, I don't really care if he sends out a few mean tweets. If we have common sense policies that provide prosperity. Look, socialism has failed every single time. Every time. It's failed in Russia. Soviet Union's not there anymore. It failed in North Korea. Oh, yeah, everybody, the only person that's doing good is the fatty rocket man. People are starving in North Korea. It failed in China. China is now kind of a mix of capitalism and socialism. If not for the capitalism, there would be no prosperity in China. Do you think assembling iPhones in the Foxconn plant is socialism? No, that's capitalism. Yeah, people are probably paid a nickel an hour to do it. And then when the workers became a middle class in China, they demanded better working conditions. And I remember the story I heard of the Foxconn plant where the woman sat on a wooden stool all day and they brought her a nice comfortable chair and she goes, why are you bringing me a nice comfortable chair? There must be a catch, right? Because why do I get a comfortable chair when you've been treating me like S? People work so many hours there, live in dormitories, eat in cafeterias, that people were jumping off the roof. They put nets all the way around the plant, around every building, so you can't jump off to your death. Isn't that great working conditions? That's not good. That's forced labor. That's slave labor. So Kabbalah's not going to get no notes in the debate. So the choice is clear. President Trump, prosperity, or living in a third world S-hole. Because that's what it's going to be. You're going to live in a third world S-hole. What do you think these 10, 15-minute cities are they talk about? What's a 15-minute city? I'll tell you what it is. You live in an S-hole in some tenement, and then everything you need is right there, right? Your worker's 15 minutes away. The grocery store that gives you whatever, you know, little bit they have is 15 minutes away. Yeah, you're going to wait in a bread line. You might wait, you know, 3 hours for a piece of sausage or something. Hey, the only reason you can go to a grocery store and buy anything you want, doesn't matter if it's the big box store that rhymes with Bosco or your local grocery store, you only can go there and see mounds of produce because of capitalism, because there's competition. Guess what happens? Guess what happens? If I go to a car wash and I get SE service, yeah, I almost said it. What happens if I go to a car wash and get bad service? I go somewhere else. That's what happened to D. We got such bad service at this car wash, we went to another one. We got such bad service at that car wash, we went to a new one. There's a new chain in town. They're going to build a new gas station just up the street from our house. And guess what? When that happens, I'm changing car washes too. That's called competition. When you have competition, the service is better. Why? Because if you don't get good service, you go somewhere else. There's an S-load of restaurants here in West Texas. And we live in the town where Patrick Mahomes went to college. Okay? That's where we live. If you can't find what you want to eat in this town, you need help. Really, you should get help. Because there's restaurants everywhere. And guess what happens? If the service sucks or there's a problem with the food in a restaurant, they go out of business. That's called competition. Well, guess what? What if it's like Demolition Man and there's only one restaurant left in LA? You go there or you don't go out. That's what happens when there's no competition. That's the difference between socialism and capitalism. Mm-hmm. This is a great cartoon that Elon Musk posts. So here's the old puppet. If you can't tell, that's Bribin on the puppeteer's hand. Takes off the demented one and he puts on a new one. And who is it? It's Humpin' Harris. New puppet, same puppeteers. Now, I think there's a Malbama behind the curtain. But what do you think is going to happen? If they install her like a bidet, they installed the demented one like a commode. How did that work out for the United States? We're turning into a third world S-hole. Women and children are being raped and murdered every day by criminal illegal aliens. Venezuelan gangs are holding people hostage. They've taken over Aurora, Colorado. They're taking over Chirac. You think that's not going to happen in your town? When criminal, illegal, alien gangs are allowed to take over? It's pretty effing sad. When American patriots like me are jailed for your opinions, and yet criminal, illegal aliens just walk free. 75% of the crime in New Yorkistan are from criminal, illegal aliens. 75% of crimes in New York City are from illegal aliens. But David, you can't call them that. They're just migrants. Oh, they're just migrating? They're just migrating so they can kill people? Do you really think they're sending rocket scientists and brain surgeons from Venezuela? Do you really think that sweet, nice people that just want a better life from virtually every country on earth are coming here and not committing crimes? Oh, sure. There are some that want a better life, and that's why they're here. God bless them. Personally, I think our immigration system sucks. I think it should be easier to come here legally. Should be easier. Let me tell you a story. So we only have less than 3 minutes left in today's Rantola on the Rumble. When my ex-wife came to the United States at age 8, when she became an adult, she wanted to become an American citizen because she came here legally. Because her parents had a sponsor. There was a time in the United States of America, you could not come here unless A, you could prove beyond a doubt that you could take care of yourself, that you would not be a burden to the United States. Imagine that. And now we're giving criminal illegal aliens everything. Oh, you just walked across the border. Here you go. Here's a $2,000 gift card.
Have at it. Have a good time. We'll get some lap dances. There you go.
No, she had a sponsor. You either had to prove you had money or you had to have a sponsor. So a rich family, a rich Dutch family, took in this Dutch family until they could get on their feet. They were financially responsible for them. Imagine that. Not dependent on the United States government. So where did we go wrong?
LBJ and the Great Society said that, you know what?
We're going to make sure that the N-word votes for us for the next 200 years. That's what he said. Democrats. Democrats created Jim Crow laws. You know what a Jim Crow law is? Sit at the back of the bus. Drink out of the colored fountain. Right? You can't drink out of the white water fountain. No, no. Drink out of the colored water fountain. No, no. You can't come through the front door of the restaurant. No, no. You got to go over here in the back door. You got to sit at this counter over here. Those are Jim Crow's laws. They came from Democrats. The KKK was the militant arm of the Democrat Party. Let me tell you something. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. Remember how Bribin always talked about Charlottesville? Let me tell you about Charlottesville. There were buses that brought protesters to Charlottesville. Guess who was on those buses? The KKK and Black Liberals Matter and Queefa. They were on the same buses that came to Charlottesville. The brown shirts in this country come from Democrats. Then you have people like Christopher Rain Man. You know who he is in charge of the FBI? Christopher Rain Man is using the FBI as their brown shirts to knock down the doors of American patriots like me. That's what is happening in these United States. They are being destroyed deliberately. And that's what will continue if we allow fraud election in November. Mark my words. Well, that's going to do it for the Rumble for today. We'll continue on the podcast. If you want to listen to the podcast, go to the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. The website listed there is the podcast site. You'll find the latest shows there, last several shows. Thank you so much for watching the Rumble. You have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. Let's take the iPad, super high-tech iPad, off the tripod. The tripod? No, the tripod. It is the tripod. It is the tripod. Because the tripod holds the iPad for the Rumble. It's super high-tech. Then I just take the iPad and upload that video to the Rumble. Super high-tech. Yes. All right, let's continue on the podcast. Haven't even queued up any music yet, so we'll do that. But I'm going to start with this song because Texas Tech eked one out last week. Barely won their football game that should have been easy. But I have to give credit to Abilene Christian University, ACU. They were way better than anybody thought. And that's why they almost won. One play was the difference in the game. One play. Yes, Texas Tech could have played much better, but they won. And the volleyball team's doing well, and the soccer team's doing well, so that's why we have to play this Victory Bells on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
From the internet to your...
XP sucks!
Bells ring out. are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. The seasons come and go. Slowly pages start to turn. The memories and grades aren't given, only earned. And the victory bells ring out. Fight, Raiders, fight. For the school we love so dearly, through the days and time is done here. We are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. As we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
Oh my God, RFD!
I'm Jeremiah Dixon. I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'm enjoying. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth.
He calls me Charlie Mason. Stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from the West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coldy tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Surveyor Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty. How can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason. See America lies there. The morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun. A new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear why your star should guide us here. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line. Mason, Dixon line.
Gatsby sucks!
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Spilling out and staggering in a square. There's lads and lasses falling about and a crackling in the air. Down around the dungeon doors, the shutters and the queues. Everybody's looking for somebody's arms to fall into. That's what it is. That's what it is now. Yeah, there's frost on the graves and the monuments, but the taverns are warm in town. People curse the government and shovel hard food down. Lights are out in City Hall, the castle and the keep. Moon shines down upon it all, the legless and asleep. It's cold on the toll gate where the wagon's creeping through. Cold on the toll gate, God knows what I can do. That's what it is. That's what it is now. Yeah, the garrison sleeps in the citadel with the ghosts and the ancient stones. High on the parapet, a Scottish piper stands alone. High on the wind, a Highland runs me to the wall. Something from the past just comes and stares into my soul. Cold on a toll gate with a Caledonian moon. Cold on a toll gate, God knows what I do with you. That's what it is. That's what it is. Songs in the wee wee hours on Charlotte Street. I take a walking stick from my hotel. The ghost of Dirty Dick is still in search of Little Nell. That's what it is.
way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. And hell yeah, it sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. Got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. When love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah! Turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah, entertain to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me.
RAAA, bite me.
Denied.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you,
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cable!
Hour number two of the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. Hey, Lenny, Austin, Joe, all of our listeners, guess what the second hour is? That's right. It's the rant-free second hour. Gonna continue playing some good music. But let's start with this one, because, you know, it's Friday Night Lights this Saturday night. In an hour and 7 minutes, Texas Tech takes on Washington State. Wreck 'em, Tech! So we're going to start with a good one. Turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Oh my God, RFD!
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Hey! man may be joining us soon, but I never was the type to hang with the harbingers of doom. And this party is addictive, self-destructive, no doubt. So I hope that someone saves a seat for me on the last plane out.
Bye.
my bread, spend my time lost in space. Am I dead? Oh, let the river flow through my calloused hands and take.
To brag, guys are always such a drag.
putting the fun back in radio. This is RFD.
But you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried. You must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything, all rolled into one. I'm a man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah.
Almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Street have all seen better times. tell you, my friend. Any modern world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major doom will tell you. Any major doom will tell you. Major Doom.